This is Dr. Wellington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patients Starn, S-T-A-R-N, first name Francis, F-R-A-N-C-E-S, date of birth, March 17, 1939, date of evaluation, March 18, 2026, the chief complaint, 87-year-old female with coronary artery disease. The HVI, the patient as noted, is an 87-year-old female who underwent stenting per Dr. John Chu in February of 2024, period. The patient had subsequently declined prolonged blood thinners. Since that time, she had underwent cardiac rehab, period. She has had two episodes of near faint, period. She has had two episodes of chest pain associated with fatigue, which lasted less than 5 minutes, period. She has had no shortness of breath, period. The patient is seen for initial evaluation. Her past medical history otherwise includes 1, hypertension, next number coronary artery disease, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number skin cancer, past surgical history, stenting unknown artery, next number hysterectomy, next number cystocele, next number treatment for skin cancer, the medications, rasagiline, 1 milligram, 1 daily, losartan, 25 milligrams, 1 daily, vitamin B, 1 daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligrams, 1 daily, stool softeners, PRN, vitamin D, 1 daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, father had unknown heart problems, mother had lymphoma, stomach cancer, maternal grandmother had breast cancer, social history, the patient is a prior smoker, she notes alcohol use but denies any drug use, review of systems, constitutional, she reports fatigue, skin, she has skin cancer, 20 years ago, she reports hives, period, head, she reports history of trauma dated to August, period, the nose, she has sinus problems, respiratory, she reports dry cough, cardiac as for HPI, gastrointestinal, she has laxative use and constipation, genitourinary unremarkable. The neurologic, she reports low extremity neuropathy, psychiatric, she reports nervousness, insomnia, and anxiety. Endocrine, she has heat intolerance, hematologic, she reports easy bruising and easy bleeding. The physical examination, blood pressure 139/65, pulse 79, respiratory rate 18, height 63 inches, weight 136 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The ears, she has decreased hearing bilaterally. Cardiovascular, there is a grade 2/6 systolic murmur in the aortic region radiating to the carotids. Extremities, there is trace edema. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm of 76 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. Echocardiogram reveals normal LV function with ejection fraction of 70-75%. The There is trace microregurgitation, period. There is mild mitral annulus calcification present. There is mild aortic valve sclerosis, period. There is mild pulmonic regurgitation, period. No pericardial effusion is noted, period. The impression, this is an 87-year-old female with history of coronary artery disease who is status post-stenting of unknown vessel. She has hypertension and hypercholesterolemia, period. Patient reports occasional chest discomfort. Echocardiogram reveals normal LV function. No segmental wall motion abnormality, period. She is found to have aortic valve sclerosis, period. She has mild mitral regurgitation and mild mitral annular calcification, period. The patient is otherwise felt to be clinically stable at this time. No further interventions at this time. However, consideration for nuclear stress test, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.